Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, Indian fans, welcome to St. Henry and Fort Recovery Baseball. Tonight, me and Harold Feely are bringing you some MAC action over here at Redskin Country. It's going to be our Indians who come in here at 3-2 in the MAC, taking on the 5-0 in the MAC, St. Henry Redskins. And, yeah, I sure would like to pick them off.
Yeah.
Puts us right back in the thick of things.
Put us back in the thick of things. Brazil's got beat last week.
Brazil's
by Delphus.
Thumped.
They got beat pretty good.
They got thumped.
If we'd happen to sneak one out of here today, that, like you said, everything would get kind of tight in the MAC.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're going to face the Delsite, or the, I think it's the Delsite boy. What did I look up before? Yeah, Devin Delsite. He's their ace, and he's been solid all year. And I look forward to the Indians. We got some batting average we'll give you here as we get started down the lineup. Pretty good batting team here right now. We're batting above 300 as a team, so hopefully things go well for the Indians tonight. I'll go over the starting lineups here. First for the St. Henry Redskins, it's going to be Logan Link. He'll be at shortstop batting leadoff. Eli Horstman will be out in right field batting second. Bryce Bookhard will be at third. He'll be also batting third. Drew Sweeterman will be at first base. He'll be batting cleanup. Hayden Beckman will be out in center field batting fifth. Devin Delsite, the pitcher, he will be batting sixth. Lucas Clooney will be DHing for Caden Bergman. Caden Bergman will be catching this evening, and Lucas Clooney will be batting seventh. Ethan Niefeldt will be at second base batting eighth, and Nolan Kunkler will be out in left field batting ninth. For the Indians, it's going to be Landon Post back in the lineup. I think he played last night, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was back last night. Yep.
And he'll be leadoff. He's batting 357. Pretty good leadoff batter here
good
for the Indians. Yeah, Caden Greasy will be down in third. Wyatt Benn will be DHing for Riggs Toby, who's going to be doing our catching as normal. Cale Ram will be out in left field batting fourth. Daniel Patch will be at first base. He'll be batting fifth. Troy Homan will be out in center field. He'll be batting sixth. Sage Wendell will be out in right field. He'll be batting seventh. Bo Tin on the mound tonight, and we're looking for a good outing out of
him.
Bo's been pitching well. We need to help him out. And then Alex Deuce will be at shortstop batting ninth. So I think we're getting ready for the national anthem here.
It's going to be a little bit. They're getting ready to announce their runners or their players. But if you want to take a break, we can, and we can be back in a little bit.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be back for first pitch shortly coming up.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobey with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobey at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back here to St. Henry, getting ready for the first pitch here. Redskins on the mound, going to be the Delsite boy pitching against the top. For the first three batters here for the Indians, going to be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn. First three hitters here for the purple and white. How about getting a couple runs here right out of the chute,
Pete? Let's get on the board right away here. As it's been this whole spring, we have got hurricane winds blowing again, and they're blowing out. So it could be interesting today.
I did not make it to the game, and we did not broadcast the game last night. The Indians got beat last night by South Adams, makes their record at 9-5. I talked to Tommy, and Tommy said again we had runners bases loaded a couple times.
Yeah,
couldn't get anybody in. So,
it's kind of been our story the whole spring.
Now he did say we were
looking for some big hits.
Said we were putting the bat on the ball and hitting it pretty good. So maybe if we can get going up in the air, it'll go on out. But
yeah, tonight it's going to be blowing out. 325 straight down left field. So
stealing second base will be a little tough. Catcher should be got a little advantage today.
Yeah, catcher's got a little wind behind him.
Of course, both catchers aren't getting a bat. They're in rage right now.
That's right.
They got to go out there.
That's exactly right. Both catchers go out there.
Kill themselves behind a plate. And they don't get a hit.
Get the crap beat out of them, and the next thing you know, they don't get the bat.
Nothing worse than that.
No kidding.
Oh man,
that's exactly right.
No Giants down at third base. We're ready to roll here.
Yep. We're getting awful close. Well, it actually rained down in
did it rain down here?
Rosberg for
sprinkled
a little bit.
A little bit before we carried, not
and,
much.
And I thought, are you kidding me? But I think we're good to go. Sun's out.
Yep.
Just a little breezy. So.
Yep. A little breezy.
Let's get
little
this
cold
bad boy ready to go. Who'd you say we got? Dane Cook.
Dane Cook is on the field. I'm not sure if that's Coverman? I can't think what his name is.
I didn't recognize him. I saw him out in the parking lot when I was talking to Dane. But
he's a basketball official, I know.
Basketball official, too.
Coverman, I think.
All right, very good. Landon stands in there getting ready for the pitch number one. First pitch is taken for a strike. Ooh, a little below the knees.
Right at the knees.
A little low, so just remember he's calling that.
Comes the 0-1. That's a ground ball swung on. Hit to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up, fires across the infield, and makes a nice play. Posty goes down 6-3 in the old book for out number one.
Got a pretty candy hop there. Short, pretty easy play.
Yeah, it did pop right up.
Yep, glove. Pretty easy play.
Now back, the third baseman, number 6, Caden Greasy.
Let's go, Caden.
All right, so that brings Caden Greasy to the plate.
Ready to go. Hitting the ball good this year.
Yeah, he's batting 375.
Thanks.
That pitch is
fee. Special delivery.
Oh, look at that.
Fees.
Dogs coming to the boys.
Thank you very much, young man. You're awesome.
Thank you.
How about that?
Didn't get napkins.
It's all right.
That's
man.
Okay.
I'll let Big Feed. His hot
hey,
dog
well, you,
I'll
got
do
your, it. You got your work clothes on. You can just wipe it on your.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty much used to
on
that.
Your work clothes.
No troubles. No troubles whatsoever. One ball, one strike to Greasy. One away here, top of the first inning. Wyatt Benn on deck. There's a hard hit ground ball between
hey,
the hole.
There you go.
And that's going to be base hit number one. Nice drive by the third baseman just
good
off
attempt.
His glove. And that's going to be.
He's hitting it where they ain't.
That's exactly
right. In the
right.
perfect spot.
So Greasy down to first. Brings Wyatt Benn to the plate. Cale Rammel on deck. Good piece of hitting right there.
Yes, it was.
He just about, I mean, that was just an inch or so away from the leather. If he'd have came up with that, that'd have been a heck of a play.
A big time play, yep.
Wyatt steps in there, hits a high fly ball down the left field line, going foul, left fielder going over to get it, and it's going to hit the base of the fence, just foul.
A little foul. That was in the jet stream.
He got way up there, and it took it out there, didn't
it? I really didn't think he hit it all.
I didn't
me
think
too.
Either. I thought the left fielder might have a chance to make that play, but it was over his head and hit the base of the fence.
He was chasing her to the fence.
It went 50 feet farther than I thought it would.
I think in the outfield might want to step
back
a couple.
Used to tickle.
Just a couple.
Quick throw over to first. Greasy back in time. And the Redskins coming in here on a pretty hot streak. You know, I saw Salina is now 7-8, Fee. Curveball.
Is that right?
Way out in front, yeah. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes.
Well, they've gotten into the
WBL.
Into the WBL, and some of those teams are
some good teams
beyond tough.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Especially Defiance, but there's two or three more that are just tough as can be.
Here comes the 0-2. There's a curveball. He hits it hard. It's going to be booted by the third baseman. He comes up with it, fires over to second base, and does get the force out just at a nick of time. So
he booted it a little, but just
he
not
did.
Enough.
He did. It came right back up in his hand. Benny ends up at first on a fielder's choice. Greasy goes down 5-4 for out number two. So now we're up to Cale Rammel. Daniel Patch on deck. Benny over at first.
Boy, get one up in the old jet stream here. Gives the head.
Yep.
Yeah, he's certainly good.
Very,
yes,
very
definitely.
Capable.
And Daniel had two at
Dayer
that went to the fence.
There's a fastball right at the knees.
Good.
They were
one,
every bit of 350, 400. That doubles, just stand-up doubles, hit the gap and everything you wanted.
Cale finds himself down. No, they called that a ball. I could have sworn he called that a strike.
I think he called it a strike, too.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I think it's 1-1, but we'll see. Oh, I think it's
0-2.
Yeah, I think it's 0-2 also. See if the umpire gives us the word here. Absolutely,
two,
it's 0-2.
Got to protect now, Cale.
Two away here, top of the first, no
score.
Get
Big Dan a swing. Here he's hot. There goes the runner. In the dirt.
And
nice,
the ball
nice
gets away from the second
on.
Baseman, and he picked a good one to run on. That's
yes,
exactly
he did.
Right.
Dude, the old dirty ball there. I love it.
Benny down the second. Now, base hit could drive in the first run of the game here,
yep,
Fee, and that would be a good one.
Swing play here.
Find a gap.
Outfielder's playing pretty straight away.
Yeah. Nope.
Curveball. Oh, he just
went tried down to make contact there.
Yep, went down, got the curveball, popped it over to the pitcher. He comes up with it, fires over to first base, and that's going to do it here for the Indians. In the top half of the first inning, no runs on one hit. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We are back here at Wally Post Athletic Complex. Indians got one hit in the top of the order and on top of first inning, but could not get the runner home. Left him at second base. First three hitters for St. Henry is going to be Logan Link, Eli Horstman, and Bryce Brookhart. Coming in with a record of 11-2. Off to a hot start for their old Redskins, aren't they, Calvin?
Yeah, I tell you what, everybody wants to start out 5-0 in the league.
Oh, yeah, man, that's huge. But maybe the old purple and white can get them today.
Well, you know, you got to win, what, 9 games?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, with 2 losses, we certainly don't want to get 3.
No.
But on the other hand, if we can, you know, drop them guys and get them a loss, they got some tough games coming up, too.
Yeah,
so.
Every night in the WAC's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I think we figured out last week that Dolphus St. John's went down and just stomped on Versailles. How does that happen? So anybody can beat anybody. You just don't know.
Never know.
It's crazy.
Logan Link will lead it off for the Redskins.
I suppose that's Johnson's boy.
I'm sure it is.
I guess it is. Probably, yeah.
I'm going to guess it
is.
Good
pitch. Strike one.
I'll put my hood up, see if I can stop some of this crazy wind.
Stop a little crazy wind. Man, it is windy.
The microphone.
I'm sure you're hearing it at home, blowing all over the place. Just a little below the knees.
Yeah, they called that strike when we were batting. I think might have been a little bit lower than
one ball, one strike
on
Logan Lee.
Yep.
Dayton Greasy way in at third base. He's not letting him have a drop that bunt down. Ball a little high. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Might want to be prepared for the old line drive, though.
Yes, sir.
How about my red leggers coming back, getting a walk-off last night, Fee?
Did they get one?
Yep.
Big?
Their 8th win?
Not very many.
Yeah. I think it is.
I heard over the weekend.
They're about 6 under now, I think, or 7 under.
I think they were 5-1 at one time. They lost the first game, and I think they won the next 5 games in a row. And
they had a streak of about 4 or 5 where they lost by 1 run, and that was a killer. Pop foul down the right field or the right field line.
They are leading the major leagues in 1-run losses right now.
Yeah, I can believe that.
It's a killer.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Logan Lee.
How many of those were they leading brought them?
Probably a bunch.
Yep.
Curveball,
nice
got
of pitching right there.
Nice.
Track one, K swinging.
Woo.
That's a nasty-looking curveball.
Way out in front of that one, wasn't he?
Great curveball.
That was a good one. That brings Eli Horstman to the plate.
He was sitting fastball.
He was sitting fastball. Bo put that one right on. His wind blowing this hard, you never know if it's going to affect that curveball and straighten it out or really break it.
That one broke pretty
darn good. First pitch. A little outside.
Kind of showed a bunt.
Did you see where Caden was? Caden was almost back to the grass, and all of a sudden this kid shows a bunt, and Caden's like, wait, whoa. Wait a minute. You can't do
coming
that.
Coming under.
He's back on the dirt now, but
he's backed out to the dirt.
Not very, not
hey,
very much.
There's a close pitch. Wow, that one was close. 2-0. That one you like to have.
Yep.
Umpire can give you that call, maybe. Wind in the pitch, fouled back. 2 balls and a strike.
Way back.
That's fouled to Fort Recovery.
That one's heading to the fort. We'll pick that one up on the way home.
It's in the parking lot at the Dairy Queen there.
No doubt.
2 balls, 1 strike on Eli Horstman. Bryce Brookhart on deck. Swing and a miss. Kind of fooled him there a little bit, too.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes.
Our JVs are playing at home against St. Henry. I'll have to shoot some texts over.
Yeah, see what's going on.
See what's happening over there.
Oh, yes, sir. He knew it. He headed to the dugout.
But he didn't wait for that umpire to give his big old sign, did he?
He knew. Strike three.
I think he heard it.
A little curveball broke right in there where it's supposed to be. Bo keeps that one going. It'll be a tough day for
tough
St.
day
Henry.
For the red and white. Absolutely. Exactly right. Huge win for the Indians down there at Day Air Ballpark.
Yeah, huge win.
Go down there and
beating Lincoln View Lancers. They're coming in at number four in the state.
Yeah.
It's a good ball club. That's what you want to have here. Just kind of show everybody that we're for real.
Yep.
Well, and Alex obviously pitched a fabulous game.
He's been great this year. That's his third complete game. Kid has pitched
90 pitches.
He's been fabulous.
90 pitches is what I
read. That is doing your job.
Yes, sir.
Whew. No strike. That looked pretty good. Yep. Two balls, no strikes.
I don't know. Was that outside? I don't know.
I couldn't see. Sure looked good.
Looked pretty good on this end.
From over here on the side. We're not right behind it, so.
Swinging him as he was going for the fence on that one.
Yep.
Bryce trying to get the lead. Big swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Or no, two balls, one strike.
Yeah, they got one and two.
Big Bo battling back
on
here.
The board.
Ball, curveball gets in the dirt. Makes it 3-1.
I like it, Ted.
Drew Sweeterman on deck.
Yeah, the Indians look pretty good. They got timely hits.
There's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Great job right there.
Struck him out. Three down and struck out the side.
That's
the way you're supposed to do her, Bo. After one complete, there's no score. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. Going to be Daniel Patch, Troy Homan, and Sage Mundell. First three batters here for the purple and white. Can't ask for more out of Bo Tin in the first inning
nice,
there, Big Kid.
Nice first inning here.
Yep, first pitch was...
struck two of them out, swinging and one looking.
It was called strike.
That pitch right at the knees. It must have been...
Out.
Because it was
four in.
It sure looked pretty good from the high flies.
Pretty good here.
Elevation was perfect.
We got the high flies figured out, but we don't know where that's going.
Here
over
comes the 1-1.
That one did.
That curveball comes across for a strike.
Daniel does not like the curveball. Might have to hit it this time.
I don't have any problem with the curveball as long as I know it's coming.
Yep. Somebody tells me. I'll move up a little bit.
Somebody gives me the heads up.
Crack.
That one swung on. Yeah, hit out there above the center fielder coming in hard, and he's going to have to let it drop.
That's a base hit.
All right.
That was a mile high.
That's I think a 400-foot in the air base hit.
I hate to say it, but I think second baseman had a chance to go back and get that.
He kind of gave up on it. I think he thought it was going out in the outfield.
Did the center fielder call him off potentially?
I don't know. He came a long way.
Bottom line is,
we got her on.
Daniel Batch leads us off with a base hit.
All right, Troy.
First man on
the plate. Yeah, that's going to help his .324 yep. batting average.
Yes, sir. Third baseman way in looking for the bunt.
Yep.
I don't think Troy wasn't showing bunt.
He didn't show bunt on that one.
No, he sure didn't.
Troy batting .212 on the season.
Troy needs to get hot here.
Yeah, it's very easy for him to get that. I'd say he could sneak her back to .300. He just gets on a hot roll.
Yep, just get on a little roll here.
That one's high.
Way to look.
Two balls, no strikes now to Troy.
He's been in this position a lot of times where he is sacrificing, and that doesn't help you, but he's doing good things. So it's not as bad as it could be, but he needs to have a higher batting percentage than that.
Two balls, no strikes. Third baseman, about two steps away from him.
That pitch is just a little bit.
Oh, yes, sir.
I thought it was a little bit outside. But.
That was your slap shot over into the left field.
And run forever.
And run forever.
Yep. Daniel Patch could score on this bad boy. Yep. Patch, get those big wheels rolling, buddy.
Y'all sight throwing over to first. Daniel Patch saying, are you kidding me?
Where do you think I'm going?
I've got zero steals in my career.
Taking all the way. That's a strike.
Good idea. No, hitters count here. Come on, 11.
I'm thinking Daniel needs to come around third, full head of steam. That catcher would get the willies.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's getting pretty scared. We see the big boy coming hot at you.
There's a strike. I thought that was a little high. But
a little high, but.
Called it a strike.
Umpire says a nope. Full count.
Come on, 11. Put her in play here.
Third baseman way back now.
Here comes the pitch.
Strike him out.
And. Yep. Troy pretty took that one first strike. Yep. That's exactly right. Strike three.
Took six pitches.
Pretty good pitch there on the corner.
Three balls, then three strikes.
All right. Patsy's still down at first. Here comes Sage Wendell to the plate.
Come on, Sage.
Sage has done very, very well at the plate since he came up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. He has been playing
Sage
good.
Batting .294 here for the Indians.
He's got a good eye, too. Seems to be – he doesn't hit bad pitches.
That pitch comes bending in there for a strike.
Kind of shook his head on that one. Yep.
Kind of froze him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Said, I ain't not hitting the curveball on first pitch. Two strike curveball, I'll hit.
There's a hard hit ground ball back up the middle. That's going to get all the way out to the center fielder, and that's going to move Patchy up to second. So a nice piece of hitting by Sage Wendell. Moves Patchy over.
Boy, there's where you like to get Troy. Got a bunt down somehow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Runners at first and second. One out here. Bo Tend, your batter.
Big Bo wants to help himself here. I'm about to hit one about .380. That'll help yourself.
Yep.
He would love to hit one .380, wouldn't he?
He likes to pull it. That wind's blowing dead out that way. Hit high.
I have no idea where it is out in right field. That's going to be caught by the right fielder for out number two.
Pretty good catch today. I tell you what, anything you can catch today is going to be a good catch. Yeah,
if it has gotten up in that wind, you don't know where it's going.
I have no clue where
it's going. Exactly right.
It's gusting.
All right, Alex Deuce coming to the plate, our number nine hole hitter.
Come on, Alex.
A couple of hits there on Saturday against Lincoln View.
Yep.
And a big old goose egg on his leg. Man, he must have took a shot.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he
did.
That looked bad. Lucy with a base hit. Oh!
Right at the second baseman. Nice
play.
Man,
he hit it right on the screws. The second baseman right there.
Hit her hard, man.
That takes care of it. Indians, no runs on two hits. We go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here in St. Henry.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back. Looks like we're going to have the 4-5-6 hitters for the Redskins. Drew Sweeterman, Hayden Beckman, and Devin Delsyte. They will be facing Botin. Had a great first inning. Struck out the side.
About as good as you can get.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty close.
Yeah, just on the back of their helmets, they have like, you know, like the Buckeyes do. Stickers on the helmets.
Stickers, yeah.
Yeah, they got them too. I wonder what they got on there. Whether it's...
I'm sure it's anything they do good. Yeah, there's a strike.
Exactly.
Even the count 1-1.
Kind of cool.
That is kind of neat.
Probably just bought them on eBay.
Yep. Bought the helmets on eBay or bought stickers?
No, the stickers. Stickers. Just buy some, stick them on.
Ooh, oh, nice pitch right there. That's a nasty looking curveball.
There's the Uncle Charlie.
One ball. That's a mean old Uncle Charlie there. One ball, two strikes. Cleanup hitter, Drew Sweeterman. First baseman. Popped up. That one's going to go
way,
foul.
Way up. I don't think the wind's going to blow it back into fair territory.
Nope, I don't believe.
Way out of play.
Count remains. One ball, two strikes. Bo looks in, likes the sign. Here he goes. Curveball. Sit down. Yes, sir.
Man.
Okay, looking. That is what we love to see.
Four up, four down, four Ks.
Four Ks.
To me, that looked like he was going about 30 miles an hour.
Boy, it just snapped over at the end, too.
Seven strikeouts away from free pizza.
Yes, sir. Free pizza in the bowl now.
La Rosa's.
That's what they do at their Cincinnati game. Brings Hayden Beckman to the plate. Looking to bunt. It's a shot back there.
Oh, and Bo didn't come up with it. That's okay.
Popped it right back to Bo. Bo was trying to get it out of the air. He didn't know whether to get it out of the air or try to get it on the
ground.
And
it stayed down.
Went right through his legs.
Yeah, stayed down.
Yep.
Well, doggone it.
Unfortunately, I'd say that's a hit. Never touched it.
Yep.
But he should have had it.
I think that's an error.
Yeah. See what they put on the scoreboard. But
error one.
The official book would say the big E.
I would have to put a big E on that one. Hayden's going to be at first.
So let's get a double play in.
Yeah. Pretty good pitch. A little high to Delsyte.
Well, Bo can't blame anybody but himself.
Nope. No. Nope.
Yep.
That's just one of them. You get caught in between there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough to play.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been, if he'd have done it the other way, it wouldn't have been hard for him not to come up with it there either.
Good looking curveball. Nope.
Oh, must have been outside.
Outside,
you didn't happen to see the Cubbies pitcher took a perfect game into the eighth inning the other night?
No.
The guy makes a full swing, just gets a nipper of it, goes in fair territory. The pitcher comes off, catcher goes out, they collide, guy gets on.
Swing and a miss.
Another nice pitch.
One ball. Two balls and a strike. Devin Delsyte, the pitcher. Lucas Clooney on deck. Roll up, MJ, roll it up. Little out. 3-1.
Tell you what, we get to the end of April, I guess. We shouldn't be out here with our hands in our pockets, our hoods up.
Yep. Four layers of clothes on.
One short of being right. It's always the case.
Yeah, just one more. Build up. All right, Bo, you got a battle here a little bit. Three balls, one strike, runner first. Runner stays. Pitch.
Ooh, dandy
right
pitch there.
Knees. Strike two. Full count.
Right down Broad Bay.
It'll be interesting here. You think the runner will go on this?
I think he will.
Set him in motion here. A lot of signals down there from coach. Well, that curveball's been working pretty good, but not this time. A little high, ball four. Base on balls, puts him on first and second with one out.
All right, Lucas, come on now. Shut
Clooney,
the door on
your hitter. Lucas is probably the boy of RC.
Big RC.
Calvin and I play a little softball with RC. About as good a guy as you're going to meet.
Yeah, couldn't find a better guy.
Yep, worked with him at Crown some.
Yep.
He's just one of the nicest people in the world.
Good guy.
He's a good person.
Hope his kid strikes out, though.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I hope he gets a little disappointed
or
right
maybe
here,
it's in a ground ball in a double play. Better yeah.
Double play would be better.
Big Bo winds and pitches way out front.
Yeah, he was.
Strike one. Lucas is DHing, batting for Caden Bergman, the catcher. Curveball in the dirt.
That's going to get past him.
That's the only bad thing about the old Uncle Charlie. He likes to get in the dirt once
in
a while.
Yeah, that's. I can't blame that on Riggsy. That thing bounced.
No, it bounced on
that. That
way
catcher.
Up.
That moves runners
he
up.
Almost has no chance.
Second and third. We got to look one back here, maybe. And get the out at first.
Yeah, let's get out of this mess.
Bo, you got to bend your back here and get out of this thing. Line drive, base hit into center field. Score
bring it
run.
In, Troy.
Throw comes in. Put runners at first and third. RBI single for Lucas Clooney.
Well, there's your error. There's your unearned run.
Yeah, that doggone error came back.
Error and a walk, and we got them on the corners.
All right, one out here. Let's get out of this.
I think they're going pretty good. I think Coach Ike's going to call time and go out and talk to the big right-hander. Tell him just calm down. We're all right.
Yep, maybe be
set up the one
working
first
on
and third
some kind
play.
Of play yep. With one out, maybe. See what happens here.
You know, considering RC's boy is a big old boy down there, and I don't think he's got a whole lot of wheels, I wouldn't think. But
you wouldn't think he'd go.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
He may send him.
He might do that delayed steal
he
that
might
we
try
do
to delay
sometimes.
Steal, yeah. And we can't fall victim to that. So
no.
Nope. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Star play.
Yeah. Can't have that. Well, that conference is over. Okay.
Ethan Neatfield. Neatfield comes up. Second baseman for the Redskins. Runners at first and third. One out in the inning.
Big
one
bat
run in.
Big at bat.
We could use one of them old K's he had there in the first inning.
Yeah, absolutely could.
Lucas Clooney.
The
pretty decently. But tempted, bunt.
Yep.
Strike one. Looking to safety push one
squeeze.
To the right side and get that safety squeeze and get him scored. I would not be surprised if he didn't try bunting again.
Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, yeah.
Greasy way in.
Neatfield, the number eight hitter.
Nope. Swing,
bring it all the way.
Looking back. No. Golly.
Went to second, got him,
yeah,
got the force at second, but the
play came right back to him.
Runner at third. I don't
well,
think he
I don't
looked
know if
him
he was
back.
Trying to get a double play there.
If there was two outs,
play.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would have just got the out and let him go to second.
I don't think he looked at the
He did, definitely didn't look at the runner at third.
No, he didn't look back, and that's what he needed to do there, and then just get the out at first. But
I don't know if he was thinking
Devin
there.
Devin
Delsite
scores.
Well, there was one out. We got two outs now. Maybe he was going
to
try to roll two and get out of that
I think he was going to try to roll two.
Yeah, maybe.
That was going to take a really bang play there. But okay, so we got Lucas at second and the fielder's choice.
Kunkler at the plate.
Yeah, Nolan Conkler, left fielder.
Caught a little bit of it.
So Lucas Clooney was forced out at second for the second out. Niefeld is now on first. Nolan Conkler's your hitter, number nine hitter. No balls, one strike.
Ooh, that looked pretty good.
Evens the count of 1-1.
A little high.
High.
That means I got to forget about
two
that
runs
and get in here and get the old bats going.
Yep.
Let's get it out here. Popped foul. Straight back to the screen. Makes the count 1-1, two strikes. A Nolan Conkler.
Okay. Two outs. Let's just get the batter.
Yeah.
Maybe this Fuller here.
Getting greasy way back at third.
Yeah. He's got two strikes on him, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I would think he wouldn't bunt, but. Swing and a miss. Don't need to throw down.
Nope.
Third out.
Yep, that's strike three, third out.
Okay, swinging. In the inning, St. Henry puts two on the board with one hit. We had an error. So after two complete, St. Henry Redskins lead it 2-0.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. And Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Indian Baseball. Back here at St. Henry.
Bad luck inning for the Indians there. They didn't even hit a ball hard, and they got two runs out of it.
Got two runs out of it, and we let that first one on with an air. He comes around to score. The one with the walk,
he comes around to score.
So Indians roll back to the top here. It's going to be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn. First three batters here for the Indians.
Sounds like runs. Let's go.
First pitch in there. Nice breaking ball for a
buckled
strike.
Buckled him a little bit there.
Yes, absolutely. Delsine's starting to get his curveball working a little bit. Hopefully he's one of those guys that don't settle down and pitch better as the innings go. But weak swing right there by Landon. Falls behind now. No balls, two strikes. Supposed he kind of wanted to do, but right, he Landon. Didn't want to.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them you're just fighting it off just to get rid of it. But you're liable to see another one.
There's a fastball. He gets a piece of it.
I think that one went over to the track.
He's got a pretty good fastball, doesn't he, Harold?
He's got a little gas on that thing. All right, Landon, let's get
a hit.
Come
on, Landon, get on here somehow.
Fouled off. Attaboy.
Keeps working. Keeps working. Fouled off to the backstop. 0-0 is the score. At Fort Recovery against JV, you
JV
said,
and
the girls are tied 1-1?
Yep, after three, the boys, and after two, the girls.
Where's the girls at?
Oh,
I think it's at home, too.
Yep. They're at home, too.
Yep, okay. I think they're both at home.
Yep, when the boys are here, the girls are home.
There's a fly ball out towards the right fielder. We can't see it. Right fielder's got to come in a long way.
Yep.
Look like and looks like he made the play. So landing flies out to the right fielder.
Yep, players are up against the fence. And
out number one, and that's going to bring Caden Greasy.
Wasn't thinking about that. Caden. We should have moved this down a little bit.
Caden Greasy, one for one so far.
Yeah,
got
nice base hit between the third and shortstop. Yeah,
absolutely, put the go wood on the ball there and knocked it between five and six there in the hole.
Yes, sir.
Gets a first pitch curveball, looks at it for a strike.
Yeah, maybe Caden can do what he did in the first inning.
They'll say it working pretty quick. Getting ahead of the batters. That's what you want to do.
Pitches right at the knees. Right on the knees. Now he's down. No balls, two strikes.
Go, Caden.
Caden, get a guy on. Next couple guys up can put one in the wind here. Tie this thing up.
Yeah.
There's a curveball that makes a big old bend. Stays inside for ball one.
That one didn't quite come down, I don't think. Come on, Caden. You got to battle here a little bit. One away. Inning's got three hits on the day so far.
Three hits. Gets a piece of that one. Fouls it out of play. One ball, two strikes.
Find a hole out there, King.
Redskins pick up a couple here in the bottom half of the second to take a 2-0 lead over the Indians. Caden hits that one down the fair line. That's going to be foul.
Oh, it jumped back like it went into fair ground. Whew, that was close.
I thought it went right over the base.
It definitely hit some chalk there, and the umpire.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
The umpire was right on it.
The chalk was on the home plate side of third. I thought it went right over the base, but he was looking right down the line, so he had a good shot at it.
One away here, top of the third. Here comes the pitch, and that's swung on and popped straight up in the air. Second baseman calling for that one, and he makes the play out number two.
Made that look pretty easy.
Let's go, Wyatt.
We had, two up, two down.
I think we had two out rallies with nobody on base down at Day Air Ballpark on Saturday and scored.
We need a few here
with
today.
Some, just a couple of two out rallies. I believe it was Wyatt and Kale and Daniel that scored some runs with that.
Very good.
Big swing and a miss.
Yeah, Wyatt going for the fences
Wyatt says,
right
I'm
there.
I'm going to get his one back here.
He threw it hard. Might have been his hardest pitch of the day right there. Yep. And Wyatt was swinging through it. So, one.
Just kind of blew it by.
There's a curveball he chases after that one. No balls, two strikes. Delsite settling in. Looking good right now in this inning.
Yeah, he's got his ball moving pretty good.
He pitched to
four
batters in the first, and he pitched to five batters in the second. Now he's trying to go 1-2-3 here in the third.
Come on, Wyatt.
Kale Ramon.
Let's not let him do that.
Let's give Kale a swing here.
Yes, sir. Tie the game up, maybe.
Whoa, that one's way high.
Overthrew that one a little bit.
A little bit high.
That one had to get up on a ladder to get that one. All right, now we go.
Here comes a 2-2. That one's outside.
Yeah, that a boy. Good eye.
Here we go.
Make three balls, work. Two strikes, two outs here.
I'm okay with him getting on base that way.
Anyway, we'll take it. Wyatt, anything close here?
Got to play a little
down
defense.
The middle.
Swing it right by. Got him. Mm.
Threw it right by him. What we got here? 6-1. Ooh. What inning is that?
All right. We'll be finding out here. Girls are getting beat. Girls are getting beat by St. Henry 6-1, bottom of the third inning. In this game, it's 2-0 St. Henry over the Indians. We'll be back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Yeah. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a...
We're back here. Back to the top of the order for the Redskins. In the top of the third, Logan Link will lead off, followed by Eli Horseman. Logan struck out swinging his first time up. Bow a little high on the first pitch. One ball, no strikes. Rocks and fires. Ground ball. In the hole between the third base and short. Base hit.
Alex cheating a little bit towards his second base there.
Yeah, he was up the middle a little too far there. That's a single. Second hit of the day. Eli Horseman is your hitter. Number 13, Eli. He's the right fielder. Struck out looking the first time up. I would think the leadoff batter's probably got some pretty good wheels.
I would have to guess he's going to be stealing there before too long.
Good lead down there. Looking to bunt. Bunt attempt. He misses it. For strike one. All right. Let's go, Bo. Moving him in a little bit. Looks bunt to bunt again. Ooh.
Pulled back on that one.
I don't know, but that was a pretty good pitch.
Yep.
Riggsy kind of held it for a while. I think he was thinking, where does it got to be? He got kind of in the way of the pitch,
yeah,
I think, when he
bunted. I'm thinking the same thing. Horseman got out in front of the plate.
It.
Yeah, I agree with that call right there, Harold.
Like he one really ball, one strike. See if he attempts again. Throw back over to first. He's back in time. Link with a big lead at first. Bunt attempt. Down to third baseman. Caden fires it over. He got a sacrifice. But we get an out of it. That's good.
Caden did a nice job. Came in and scooped it up. He had no chance going down to second.
No. Get the out. Absolutely.
Good thing he played where he did. Because that ball was dying in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing he was in. We got an out. Bryce Bruckhart coming up. Also struck out the first inning. Logan Lincoln second. In scoring position.
Our bat boy's at the perfect height right now. Okay.
Yeah. Give him another year, he's going to be in a rage. You can see perfectly, but yeah, another year,
he's going to be looking right at it.
He's standing at the fence of the dugout, and he can look under the bar.
He's under the bar.
It's heavily padded, about 8 inches.
He's got his helmet
high.
On.
Yep. Absolutely perfect.
He's the happiest guy in the world, but next year he's going to be so mad next year.
Yep. Or he grows a foot, then he's happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That'd be all right.
Here's the pitch. Ball high. Two balls, no strikes.
Let's go,
Burkhart. Is that Coach Hank's boy? I bet it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Come on, Indians. Let's get out of this mess.
Yes, sir. Let's get her down a little bit here, Bo. I think Bo's asleep.
Well, they don't have an out up there. There's one out in the inning.
Yeah, there's one out.
Yep.
Whoever's around the scoreboard slacking. Yeah.
And we went down to get a hot dog. We got them delivered.
Yeah. Door dashed him.
Except we forgot to tip him. Swing, I didn't think about that until he was gone.
This kid's got a big egg swing. Two balls and a strike. Bryce Burkhardt with a huge swing. If he connects, it's in Mariah Stein.
It might only get to Casella.
Yeah, it could be. Might hit the church steeple.
Must have win that molar door sales.
Mm-hmm. There's the third act. Pickoff play, not in time.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
So now I think I figured out why Bo kept looking in to Riggs a couple pitches ago. He was waiting for Riggs to give him the signal to throw back.
I gives him the sign to pick
couldn't figure out why he was waiting. He wasn't shaking off pitches, anything. That's what was going on there. I'm too dumb to know any of that stuff.
Ooh, nasty curve.
Pretty.
Two balls, two strikes.
Burkhardt disagrees with that, but I mean, that was about
broke in there pretty good,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pitch.
It looked like a pretty nasty curveball, yeah. 2-2, he could use a strikeout right here. What do you say, Bo?
I'd say give him another one of them. 2-2 count.
Popped up. Left fielder's coming in. I don't know. He's coming a long way, actually. Troy Doman with a great job.
Center fielder comes over.
Nice job taking charge there by Troy.
That's exactly what he's supposed to do.
That's exactly what he's supposed to do.
He controls
fly
the
out to eight. Second out of the inning.
Big out right there.
Yes, sir. That brings cleanup hitter Drew Sweeterman. Also K'd in the first inning. Or in the second inning.
Well, there's still one out behind on the scoreboard, but
yeah, scoreboard guys.
We know
slow.
What it is. It's two outs.
They think they're going to trick us, but we ain't going to fall for that. Good strike pitch right there.
There's a good
pitch. I'm pretty sure the umpires know exactly what's going on.
Strike one. Bo Tin getting ahead. That's what he wants to do. Swing and a miss.
Didn't Big P one time call in the WLW? He was watching a game, and the guy got five. What was it? Did he get four strikes, or did he get five balls?
I can't remember what it was.
One or the other,
It was a boring game, and they got chit-chatting. And he called in to Jim Scott.
He said, that's...
And I think that was the
– Oh, come on, got him. All right,
I think that was the day that when he called Jim Scott, they had a bat in the studio, and Jim Scott was going crazy. But the guys heard about it, and on Trumpy's show, they went back and
looked at it. And he was right. Yeah,
He called in, and he said, "Bubba and I were watching. You got a brother named Bubba."
Yeah,
making fun of him, and then they went back and found it and played it, and
he was right.
Those guys were right.
Sure enough,
and that doesn't surprise me at all. That
any inning for St. Henry, they get no runs on one hit after three complete, 2-0, Redskins.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Going to be Cale Rammel, Daniel Patch, and Troy Homan. First three batters for the Indians. And we need a couple of runs here. Here's my deal. If I get another goose egg, and I've been getting my share of goose eggs.
A lot of goose eggs.
I'm going to do the bottom half of this inning and then roll the book
back
to you.
Go back to me and let me get one.
That's hit pretty good. High.
Yeah, center fielder coming over for it. And the center fielder getting pushed back, and he's going to go into his glove. Man, he got backpedaling.
Yeah, he settled under it and went back 50 feet.
A little farther, and that baby might have got out of here.
Yeah, he hit it pretty good ways back there, and he got it just under
just a smidge.
Just a smidge for out number one.
Yeah, that the wind definitely took that one
definitely
some.
Went up on
yeah,
that
he
one.
He backpedaled about six steps in a hurry there.
JV game is still no score after four.
No score after four.
And the girls got a couple there, so it's 6-3 now.
All right, that's good. First pitch strike to Daniel Patch.
Come on, Daniel.
T-Rex on deck.
Let's go, Daniel.
Let's get Daniel and Troy on and see what happens.
The curveball taking a little elevated right there.
Tell you what.
One ball, one strike.
Close.
Yep.
Right in his belt, really, wasn't it?
Close. Umpire looked like he was going to call it.
I thought he was, too. He's got a little bit of delay on his.
Wouldn't surprise me either way.
No?
Yeah.
There comes a 1-1. And that one has popped up.
We got some fly.
Shallow. Second baseman coming over to make the play, and he does.
Yep.
Two up, two down. We'll pop out to the second baseman. Going to bring.
Well, we're
going to
go with two here. Troy Homan and Sage get something going and
absolutely.
Boat drive them in.
Come on, Troy. Could I be your kid?
They'll say right now has retired his last three, four, five, six, seven are. Batters.
Indians have been quiet.
Center fielder is in right center. If he can put one a little bit the other way, he can be okay.
First pitch strike. Right at him.
Troy struck out looking in the second inning.
I think he looked at all three. He had three.
Never swung, did he?
Start off with three balls.
That's right.
And
there's
up
a
with
swing.
Three
get up. And that's going to get over the shortstop's head for a base hit. Nice job, T-Rex.
Oh, boy. Troy. Well, now you about
got to
see what happens.
Just
kind of
fought that bad boy off right there. That's hit number four for the Indians.
Yep. They played him to really pull, and he hit it a little bit left of second base.
Well, we're down two. It's the fourth inning.
Yep.
We got to get him in scoring position.
Yes, we do.
I'd say coach is probably giving him the old.
We got to take a chance here.
You got the okay here if you want to go.
Got to take a chance here.
Sneaking out, trying to get a little bigger lead. Got way back easy.
They know. He's thinking.
Yeah, he's got quite a few stolen bases this
keep
year.
An eye on
that's
him
his
over
thing.
There.
He's pretty good at it.
Ball one.
And what that
under,
does, you know, that
means.
Gets Delsite thinking out there, and now he throws a ball in there to lead off.
Yeah.
To Sage Wendell.
It's amazing how guys can look so good in a windup, and then when they get in that
stretch makes a world of a difference.
All of a sudden, they can't throw a strike. There's another ball.
That one's down.
Sage is looking there. Good eye right there. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Runner at first. And I don't think he'll be going on this pitch either.
No.
0-2. See what he does here.
Yeah, this one's going to be in the dirt. It'll get past the catcher. He's
maybe
going.
So.
Quick
throw
well, maybe
back
not.
Over to first.
Ew, about got him.
Got him leaning
close.
A little bit.
He was leaning a little.
That was close. Troy, boy, we don't want to get thrown out there.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's one thing if you get thrown out down second. We can live with that. There he goes.
There he goes.
Ball
here comes
high.
The throw down to second, and it's going to be wide
left
to the left.
Hit.
Good backup by the shortstop. Cut it off, and now we got a runner
now
in, scoring,
he's in
position.
Scoring position.
Okay, Sage.
We might be 3-0 here.
I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Three balls, no strikes.
Yeah, I think it is 3-0. Yep. Stolen base number two for the Tribe so far in this ballgame.
Sage had a base hit last time
yep.
up.
Yep, 1-for-1.
I guarantee base hit again will score Troy.
He's going to be looking at this one, and he does.
Right at the knees.
Yep.
Takes one down Broadway, and now he's ready to go.
All right, hitter's pitch.
Bo 10 on deck.
Let's drive one in here.
Here comes the 3-1. Hitter's pitch right here.
Bounce.
Curveball in the dirt.
Troy is going to get down there easy to third. Sage gets a base on balls.
Yeah, Sage Boogers down to first base. First base on balls given up by Delsite. And there you go, Fee. Makes a difference.
Yeah.
You got a runner out there
absolutely.
In scoring position.
Down in the dirt. And
Ball four was in the dirt, bounced around, and
Troy got
Troy
the third.
Moved up. Nice job. Nice piece of base around.
Corners. Two out rally going, boys.
All right, Bo. It's
here
time
we go.
To help yourself.
I'm telling you, you have to think, Bo. They're not going to throw a curveball, so they don't want it to get by him.
Yeah,
get
they
that
don't
run
give
in.
Him a run.
So be looking.
Oh, yeah, dead red right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you betcha looking dead red.
Get you a hot heater and send her out there in the old.
Sit on that fastball and give it a ride.
Fake to throw the third. Throws over to first.
Sage was only off about a step and a half. So he wasn't going anywhere.
By the time he turned around after his fake to 30.
There's a fast one. Goes to the shortstop. Picks it up cleanly and flips it over to second baseman.
Candy hop.
Yep. Goes to 6-4, and that's going to be out number 3. Indians threaten a little bit, but they come up empty. We move to the bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-0, Redskins.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
All right, here we go. Back to the Wally Post Athletic Center here in St. Henry, Ohio. Redskins lead us 2-0. It's going to be, looks like, 5-6-7. Beckman, Delsite, and Clooney. First three batters here for the Redskins. I'm going to see if I can keep my goose egg streak alive.
Yeah, let's keep that goose egg going on their side for a while. Indians out hit them 4-2. But we just ain't had any luck.
Yeah, we just need a break here.
We need a break to come our way. It's coming.
First pitch high to Beckman. And I'm assuming that's Trent's boy, would you have to think?
I would think so.
Pretty sure it is.
There's a button for
that
hit.
That one's inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes.
He's got 6'4", 225 size like Trent, but
he will be.
Yeah, probably will.
Trent had a senior this year, didn't he? Is this young man a senior? I don't know.
The roster's down in your pile of stuff there.
If I pick it up, it's going to be paper mayhem.
Yep.
I'm on look, though. I'm crazy.
I'm thinking he's a sophomore, but I could be wrong.
Well,
I bet he's right in between.
Hayden Beckman is a junior.
Yep.
Just like we said.
There you go. Yeah, you guys are right on it.
Yep.
Ball four.
He said senior. I said sophomore. Average it out. We got it right.
Four straight pitches, and down to first base goes Hayden Beckman with a free pass.
Bo wasn't very close there.
Nope. Walk number two given up by Bo.
Let's not do that anymore.
Nope. Them always seem like they come back and haunt you. We don't want that. Let's get a double play here and get rid of him.
We rolled a double play against Lincolnview, I saw.
Yeah. Looking to bunt, probably, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to want to play tack on him. There's a bunt right back to Bo. Bo comes off the mound, fires down to Patchy, and gets the out. So nice sacrifice right there by Delsite.
Doing what they're supposed to do.
Moves the runner over to second. Now he's in scoring position for Lucas Clooney.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, they got him on, got him over. Let's get him out.
Yeah, let's not let him in, huh?
Clooney had a base hit first time up, I believe.
Yep, I think that was one of those CNI deals, if I remember right.
Right in the middle, yeah.
He's thinking of a different one, but
nope. He's one for one so far in this ballgame. That one's hit pretty good out towards left center field. Troy Boy going back.
Troy's going to make the play, and he's going to tag.
Woo, he looked like he left early
and
to me.
And he's going to be safe in at third, and I think there's going to be some checking.
Boy, if I'm an umpire, I'm calling this one.
Looks to me like we're probably going to have an appeal. We'll see what happens here. We definitely got.
I wasn't looking. Doesn't look like anybody's looking to do that.
Well, he's got to go to the mound, I think.
Yeah, he's got to get back on the mound. Clinton flies out.
He's looking at it too. Home plate.
No, he's not going to ask about
it. Nobody going to check on that.
I thought for sure that was.
It was pretty close.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm
actually,
that.
The coach is in the dugout.
There's a ground ball over to Alex. Alex gets a tough hop. Fires over to first and makes the play.
Nice play by Alex.
Tell you what. He got a horrible hop out there, and he's snookering that bad boy. It was a hard hit ground ball, and he comes up with it. Hey, I get my goose egg.
Good job, Cappy.
Nice job by me. I'm going to give her over to my pods
here.
Get some runs. We'll be right back.
Nice play, Alex.
Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery sports season tickets. All season passes for both adults and students for the 2023-2024 sports seasons will be drastically reduced now through April 28th. Head up to the high school office and they'll give you the details, but here's one example. For a family of five who would usually get two adult all-sport passes and three student all-sports passes, you can save $175 if you buy them before April 28th.
Cut in here.
All right, we're back. Alex Duke's going to lead off for the Indians. Top of the fifth. Indians zero. No runs on four hits. Say Henry, two runs on two hits. Looks like one error on the Indians. Two balls, no strikes. Alex ahead in the count.
Yep, top of the order on deck. So let's get on base,
Alex.
Like
to get that first guy on, see what happens. Little low. That's it. 3-0.
I believe it was Saturday at Day Air that the bottom of our order.
Ball high. He's on. That a boy, Alex.
I think we had the bottom of our order 5 out of 9 times on base.
Boy, that's big when you can do that.
Yep, and theirs was 2 out of 8, I think.
Back to the top of the order, Landon Post. Landon, 0-2. Looking for his first hit. Yeah, good time to have one.
Even when they didn't score, they you know, it disrupts everything, and we just played well. We need to get back to that right here.
Big swing and a miss by Landon. This is where there's a little bit of difference between Einke and their coach. He bunts. He moves them over, plays small ball, everything he can do to move to get him in scoring position. He's giving his kids a chance to hit.
Yep.
One ball, one strike.
Take advantage of that. Let's get on base.
Landon Post.
Caden's one ball, been one hitting strike. The ball well. Everybody's been hitting the ball well behind him, so.
This is a bitch. Ball high. All right. Struggling a little bit. That's what we like. Two balls, one strike. On leadoff hitter, Landon Post. Came in batting 357 before the game. It's probably dropped a little bit, not much. Okay, Greasy on deck. Batting 375, and he has a hit. So he'll probably go up a little bit.
Yep.
Yes, we did. There he goes. Here's the throw down. Oh, the ball kicks out. Alex Deuce, hopefully he's okay.
He jammed something, I'd say.
Yeah, Don't like the way he's hopping around.
Boy, we need him.
That's yes, bad. We do. Yes, we do.
Just a stinger. Right? And hopefully just jams it a little bit. Walk it out.
We have laughed a couple of times.
Oh, sorry. Got you
that,
off there. Copy.
Yeah.
We have laughed a couple of times. And Todd Homan was telling us that they've been working with him trying to get
since
he's a little guy, trying to get him to slide.
That guy just cannot slide.
Can't get her.
They tried belly. They tried leg first. They just can't get her done. Coach,
he's walking pretty good.
He's got about three or four really bad slides this year.
We saw two of them there in the one game.
Yeah. And we won. That is a winning run, too, remember?
That's right.
That was a Parkway game.
That's right. That's exactly
somehow
right.
Somehow he got around. It was a great – He dove first.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Kind of fell down, about broke his neck, and then he stole second and about broke his neck again, and then he scored. Winning run.
And I don't think he would have been safe at first if he hadn't dived.
I don't think he would have either, but –
I forgot about that. But yeah,
shortstop's over there. You all right, dude?
Yeah,
I can't slide. It's real simple.
I'm just a bad slider.
I'm just very good slider.
I'm a bad slider.
Yeah, I noticed.
Two balls, two strikes on Landon.
That's right.
Landon, let's get a run in here, huh? Get him in here. Attaboy.
We'll take that.
Hit by pitch. That is what it's called in the books. We got him at first and second. Nobody out.
That's what it takes, boys. Get him on base.
I would not be surprised to see head coach come out and talk to his pitcher right now. He's a little nervous.
Number two batter, number three batter, and number four batter coming up.
Here he comes.
That's exactly right. Good call, coach.
Yep.
He's going to come out and try to settle him down a little bit. Indians got a great start here this inning.
Want to take a break or want to jibber-jabber about something?
We'll come right back.
Okay, back in just a minute.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
We're back here. Still talking. Looks like the umpire's going to go break her up. This party's going to end.
Well, we'll talk fire a little bit. The town had a tough fire over the weekend.
Oh,
I tell
goodness.
You what, Saturday night was a busy night in Fort Recovery. We had all kinds of fire departments over there for the JR Manufacturing. Lost the whole building.
Thanks to everybody out there, too.
Absolutely.
What a community. Everybody coming in. We had so many fire trucks from so many different places. Everybody, I mean, when you make the call, those people come.
And it's
awesome.
Super impressive to watch them work together.
It is.
And battle that guy. They just could not get it under control. Unfortunately, they lost the whole building, but nobody was hurt.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And
do we know if it was electrical or any idea what it was?
I don't think anybody knows anything.
Guys talking about fans on the outside of the building or something and caught electric fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I think electric.
All right, Caden Greasy's our hitter. Here's the pitch. Caden squares the bunt, throws down to second.
Whoa.
Wow.
Alex back in.
Big time throw by the catcher there.
Looks like I got to slide again.
Caden Greasy.
He's not walking it off this
blunt,
time, though.
And the catcher fired it down to second base. Very close play.
Yep.
We do not want to get picked off here.
Well, we had that happen to us once already.
Yeah.
So we cannot fall asleep on
that. All right,
Caden,
you got to get your job done here, buddy. Give me a sacrifice here somehow.
There we go.
Oh, he's dead.
Great play by the first baseman.
This kid is the worst slider I've ever seen.
Came roaring in.
He just knocked the base out of the –
Come sliding in and rolls.
Jammed both feet. Oh.
That first baseman came
Alex,
over. And
that was a great play.
He was roaring in there, and he fired it to third base. And
looks like we're going to do a little repair.
So that was a fielder's choice.
They're just moving the base a little farther for us, make it harder for us to get there.
Yeah, going to make it a little tougher.
And if you dive face first, the peg is up, so it's going to make it really tough on you.
After five, the JVs are ahead 1-0.
All right.
At Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Indians first out of the inning here.
Ground crew out there working on it.
Well, I tell you what, that was a great play by that first baseman.
Oh, he never hesitated.
Never hesitated.
Came flying in there, jumped, fired it right over to third, and got him.
It's like he already knew it was going to be there and just walked over and picked
wasn't
it up.
Wasn't a bad bun either, actually.
No, it was a good bun.
Just a doggone great play.
He was charged. We need a hit here. Let's go.
We do need Wyatt to get us a base hit. Boy, yes. Well, that's the stuff that they get done. We don't. We got to get that stuff done.
That's exactly right.
Getting guys on second and third with one out is awesome. Hopefully we'll get a curveball in the dirt and get them there anyhow.
Oh. There's your curveball.
Yeah.
Wyatt chased after.
Way out in front of that one. Stay back and hit one here, Wyatt.
Find a gap.
Strike one on it.
There's hits behind you for sure.
Come on, we got to get off his goose egg. It's time.
Yes.
Shortstop sneaking in, trying to get him.
Slow tried roll to call.
There, bounce.
Tried to call timeout.
Watch the throw. Great play by the first
baseman. Wait a minute.
Let's
see. Did he get him? I saw he come off the bag. Empire did call
him
out.
Bad throw by the third baseman, but the first baseman made a great play by reaching back. He got pulled off the bag, but he still made the tag.
Wyatt had his hand up to call timeout, and the pitch came in. Got a hand back on the ball. And
there's one where if you could tell him to get down, he probably would have been safe. But that's pretty bang-bang.
Pretty bang-bang play down there. Yep. We got two outs now.
Yep.
Runners at second and third.
Dang, run at second.
5-2. Three for the second out of the
Let's end. Find that gap.
Come on, Kale.
Come on,
base
Kale.
Hit here.
Get us a base hit. You don't want that curveball, no more.
Time one up good here, Kale.
You don't want that curveball, Kale. First out, 5-3.
It is time for him to just
a base
smash
hit.
One.
Just a little base hit anyway.
Get that line shot and find
I'll take
a gap.
A C&I
run
single.
Forever.
I'll take anything. Boom! Oh, look at the candy hop.
Man, easy bounce hop for the third baseman. Tags the runner coming. Man, hard luck for our Indians.
That is a fielder's choice.
Man.
And actually, Wyatt, who was the third?
Yeah. So, we're going to the, what are we, bottom of the fifth here?
We moved to the bottom of the fifth.
To the bottom of five. I tried to get there, Calvi, but I couldn't quite get one in.
You were close.
I got it. That's next time.
All right, we'll be back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail 2-0 here. Big Bo Tin back out on the mound trying to work his fifth inning of work. He's only given up a couple of hits so far. And
yeah, he's done a great job.
We had a good chance that inning and just hit it to the wrong place.
First two guys on and just couldn't get him over.
Didn't get him over.
So it's going to be Nolan Kunkler, first batter here. He shows bunt. And I think he pulled back.
He did.
If you gonna play golf Sunday or not?
I don't want to, but it ain't sounding very nice again, is it?
No, I didn't sign up. Yeah,
I haven't either. I'm not much of a 40s golfer.
That one has popped a mile high.
That is over the
lights. Over the line. It's gonna come down on top of the nope. Just misses the old press box.
I got the press box.
They got a big deal going at the Elks Sunday.
Just got tournament.
Yeah, always.
It was supposed to be last week. They canceled it because of weather, and now this week looks like it's going to be
same thing.
Raining.
Bo, not quite there.
Yeah, last Sunday wasn't very pleasant.
Oh, no, it was nasty.
I'm a lot better watching golf when it's raining than I am playing golf.
Yeah, I'd rather than lazy boy.
There's a fast move that blows it past him.
That was a nice pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Bo.
Bottom of five.
Yeah, bottom of five. Three balls. I don't think it's 3-1, but
I
there's
think
a shot.
Rocket.
Foul ball down the line. Gonna be strike two.
Hard.
Yes, he did. Patchy was thinking the whole time, please be foul.
Yeah, he said, I have no chance.
It can't be three balls.
Not getting that one.
He wouldn't have been swinging at a 3-0 count before.
Coming on it.
There we go.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Making us work over here.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-2. Fastball swinging a miss.
Blew it by him. I love it.
Nice. Another nice pitch.
That is strikeout number 6 for Bo.
Bo's had a really nice game.
Yeah,
game.
He's about five runs away from being 3-0, too. Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, strikeout number 7. That curveball stays high. We roll back to the top to Logan Link.
Base hit. We kept him from scoring last time.
Yep. He struck out his first time up and then singled his last time up in the third inning. That one's high.
A little high, too. Got a battle back now, Bo.
2-0 Redskins, and we've had chances.
Yeah,
here comes a 2-0. That one's
there's
a
good pitch.
Yeah, yep. Strike at the belt.
Just a little delay.
Who's the guy that's lining that day?
Bob Grewball.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob Grewball let it throw back to the pitcher. He'd get right into his stance and go, "You ride." Wait a minute.
That is a fly ball out towards the right fielder, and that's going to maybe fall in there.
Yep. She's bouncing.
He's going to be standing up on second with a stand-up double.
That's hitting them where they ain't.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's not what we're doing.
It's the third hit of the game for the Redskins.
We seem to be hitting them right at them.
Yep.
And we've had some legitimate hits, and we just haven't had hits too.
They've had some great hops.
Yes. Yeah.
Last hop to Alex Deuce about took his head off. Terrible bounce.
That was a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman, and he gets one that comes right to his mitt.
Yep. Puts it right in the mitt.
All right, one out, runner at second.
Good
curveball comes in there for a strike.
Nice pitch, Bo.
Eli Horstman, your batter. Eli, let's see, struck out in the first inning and then a sacrifice in the third inning. Sacrificed Logan Linkover.
Now let's get these guys out and get in the middle of our lineup scoring runs.
Good pitch. Took a little off that old curveball.
Nice. Pulled the old string on that bad boy and had him way out in front.
Yeah. Gotta love that one.
Boy, I think he got to throw that again, even though he's out at second. Just make sure you don't get it in the dirt.
Yep.
Don't throw one down the middle. There's a fastball down the middle, and it's going to be fielded by Alex. Tough play. He's going to beat that out.
Yeah. That's a base hit.
Not a chance to get it.
Now the same hit will be an out at third.
Yeah. Yep.
If he only had to make the throw to third, it would have been an out. But that's a long throw to first.
It's a back-to-back base hit. Puts runners at first and second. So with one out, Bryce Brookhart comes to the plate. Need an out here, Purple. Come on.
One away.
Nice job. Get it now.
He's gone.
And just squirted away from
blocked it, but it got just far enough. That
all the time they needed to move the runners up.
Yep.
Move them to second and third. One out in the inning.
Yeah, one away here.
Strike two of them out, and it doesn't matter.
There you go. Well, we got to look them back and go one.
I feel like we need to move our infield in a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we want to give too many more runs up. They're in on the corners, it looks like, maybe.
That one's high
just
for a ball.
Just a little inside.
Two balls, no strikes. To Brookhart. Olin's trying to knock these Redskins off here. They're 5-0 in the MAC.
11-2 overall. Pretty darn good. It'd be a big win. But just we got to keep these runners where they're at.
That's exactly right. We need to keep them at second and third.
Nice
pitch right there for a strike.
Attaboy. Taking all the way on that one.
Take one yourself here, Bo.
Yep.
Bo throw me some nasty stuff.
Comes a 2-1. Fastball right, two, for a strike.
Nice.
Inside corner, tough pitch to hit.
Evens the count, right. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You got him guessing now, Bo. See if you can fool him one more time.
Yeah, block the plate here. Block that ball, Riggs. Come on now. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a curveball.
Short one.
He pops it up. Alex going out. Kale coming in. And
he ain't going anywhere.
The runners
one.
Are going to have to hold.
Somebody go get that ball.
For God's sakes, he didn't go get it. Oh, he's out.
And did we get him? And we
yes,
did.
Sir!
I tell you what.
Bo blocked the plate there a little bit. I think. Great
tell
job.
You what. We got lucky there.
Yeah.
We got lucky
the
there.
Yeah.
We had
pitcher and catcher at the plate.
Ball
got
gets
by him.
Bo
and they
went to back it up.
Other.
The ball got by, and then he went to the plate. And Riggs looked at him, and then he ran back.
Tell you what, we got
lucky. I
think
he had a chance,
right,
but somehow we got out of this.
In the end, we get out of that inning. I get us a goose egg, but woo, I
woo,
had to
that
sneak
was a
on
tough
that
goose
one.
Egg there.
We'll go to the top of the 6th. Indian still trail, 2-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
This year's promenade will take place Friday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, and the doors will open at 5:15. As always, the public is invited to the promenade, and this year you will enter through the Commons area. This year's King candidates are Vion Wing, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Ethan Evers, and Jacob Hartke. This year's Queen candidates are Nung Do, Lydia Brunswick, Taylor Will, Elena Will, and Faith Wendell.
All right, we're back. Top of the 6th.
Come on,
Indians still trail
runs.
It. 0-2. Daniel Patch takes.
Flinched at it.
Strike one. Little curveball. He stayed off of it. That's all right. Catch something you like here, Daniel. What do you say,
yep.
Bub? Took another one right
ooh,
down the pike.
Ball right there.
That's a pretty good pitch. Pretty good off speed there. He's going to have to get after it now.
Yep.
Anything close?
Be defensive up there
yep.
to play.
Just attack that thing.
Let's go, Daniel.
Shot!
There you go.
Get up! Right after the second base.
Man.
Boy, hit it on him. Hit it right on the screws, too.
Yep.
Second baseman played him perfect right there.
Well.
Line out to 4.
Hit Troy, let's
hard.
See if they. Yeah, they
Troy Holman comes to the plate.
Got the shift on for him again.
Had a little base hit last time up. Sage Wendell on deck. Sage's got a hot bat.
I feel like we've hit the ball harder than they have.
It's just one of them games
yeah.
again.
Yep.
We did get a break last inning, though, but yeah. We ain't seen too many of them.
Hey, we got stickers on our helmets, too. I did not know that sound.
Yeah. I'd say...
Did we just get them, like, in the
second
inning?
Two-hit game?
Probably.
We might have never seen them.
Somebody's listening. And yep. somebody,
I brought a whole big
Dollar General
bought, out there,
bought
them
some
all
stickers.
I'm terrible. We're stickers everywhere.
We might not be as observant as we ought to be.
No. I'm a little slow.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
I swear to God, we haven't read stickers before.
No, I don't think we did.
Now we get them in the top, of the sixth inning.
It's like little tomahawks on there or something we got going.
I think it's arrows. Or spears. Spears, is what I believe.
I know they were playing tic-tac-toe on the back of his head. Dell side's pitch. Hi. Attaboy, Troy.
Come on, T-Rex. We need on there now.
Well,
three balls.
He hit one in a...
No strikes.
In a spot where they weren't last time, I believe.
Did he get a base hit last time over shortstop's hit?
He sure did. That was loud side. I think he's on. Attaboy,
right.
Troy.
All right. Yep. All right.
I'm
Troy with a good eye. Gets
that.
On with a base
Come on, Sage.
Ball.
Come on, 1-4.
Sage Wendell. Base on balls last time, base hit first time up. Let's, having a good night.
Let's let him walk a couple of us.
Yeah,
Sage has shown he's got a pretty good eye this spring since he came up against Tri-Village
him and
a few
Bo
weeks ago.
Get something
We've
done
certainly
here.
Noticed that he struggles a little bit from the stretch, so we'll see what
Yeah,
what
it seems like
here.
That's – he's definitely been – Make Troy.
Make it even more.
With 2-0, I don't know if I go there or not.
Yeah.
You do?
Not with – I mean,
I don't know.
He just walked him, so.
Yep. Throw over again. Trying to keep him close. Troy's got quite a few stolen bases on the year.
Yeah.
Love to see him.
Definitely been our threat, but boy, we just don't want to make a mistake here either.
Make him throw a strike here, Sage. Make him throw a strike.
Strike right down the middle.
Yep.
Third one.
He was taken.
Yeah, I think he was going to take a strike.
Yep.
I think he might have been taking one just for Troy, just to see.
Well, and Troy walked on 5 pitches, I think, and he just threw him 2 straight balls, and that definitely make him throw one.
Now he's coming back hard. He's safe.
I'd like to see him throw one out in right field. Here.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Get him to third even. Oh, so threw it right by him.
Yeah, a little late on that. A little tardy on the swing there for Sage. Gets himself in a hole now.
No balls, 2 strikes. Got to protect now. Put that thing in play. Let's make him make a play out there. Troy, pretty good lead down at first. He's going. Ball high. Throw down. It bounces. He's there.
Yep,
got to like
easily.
It. Good idea.
Pretty easily.
Another stolen base.
That baby popped up, hits the grass, pops up.
Unbelievable.
If it goes a little higher, it's out in center
field.
It's
right into right field or center field. We're chasing it all over the place. It's like they got little gadgets out there or something they turn on.
Yep. Ball magnets.
On the field.
Got ball magnets.
Yeah, balls flying all over everywhere. Every ball rolls perfect to them, pops up to their glove.
Come on, Sage, your base hit here, babe.
What a look.
Good job on that curveball, I
Flinched
tell you
a little
what.
Low.
Yeah, that was a tough pitch to take, but
tough
he did
pitch.
It.
Yeah, he did. He held back on that curve.
2 balls, 2 strikes. That evens the count now. Sage Wendell battling.
Go, Sage. There's hits behind
Just
you. Let's
find
go.
Find something close and find a hole. Somebody's hit here. Let's get Troy in. Cut this thing to 1. He sat and watched that one.
Yeah,
that was a good pitch. There. That's a K looking. For Sagey. Second out of the inning.
Bo's going to be your batter.
Bo 10 comes up.
Then Alex.
With runner on, scoring position again. Alex Deuce on deck.
Man, we need one across the plate here. We need one this inning.
One.
Come on.
We need one across the 325.
Chance for Bo 10 to help himself here.
Strike one. Outside heat. Hard to hit.
What's
that.
Bo done today?
Bo's 0 for 2.
Bo's 0 for 2.
So he's due.
He's due.
Here we go.
He's due.
Go on, Bo.
Bo gets on.
No
Alex
ball.
Gets on.
1 strike.
Top of the order comes up.
Outside curveball.
I would love to see 3 more batters, that's for sure.
That would be nice.
Yep.
Evens count at 1-1. 2 outs in the inning. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error on the Indians. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors.
Give us some runs here, boys.
Come on, Bo. Find some grass here one way or another. Come on.
Bo looking for the heater. And he got it way high. Took a swing at it, though. High cheese. Threw it right by him. Troy Holman's at second base. Two outs in the inning. Bo, you got a battle now. You got to put her in play. Make something happen here for yourself, partner. Ball low. Good job. Evens the count, 2-2.
Let's get another one of those big old two-out rallies.
Need a big hit here.
We've had several of them this year.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
It's a good time for this. Sixth inning, we have to get a run.
Find a hole somewhere. Bo's going back out. Call time. Trying to hold Troy on down there. Keeping him fairly close. Stoop foul. Nice job. We stayed with that
piece.
One. Stayed back.
Nipper.
Was pretty patient there to get a piece of it.
We got a nipper.
A little bit of life left here. Let's make it hurt here.
Wind is not giving up, is it?
No, it's going to blow till we leave.
Damn.
Yep, and it'll stop.
Yep, then it'll stop. There's a pitch. Oh, struck him out. Standing there.
Yep.
Don't like that. K's looking, make me mad. Third out of the inning. Indians leave one on. They got one base on balls. After 5.5. St. Henry leads it 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bourne, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Wally Post Athletic Center. And Bo Tin out there on his mound getting ready for inning number six. Trying to get him another goose egg.
Yep, we need a goose egg.
Man, I tell you what, the Indians had their chances again.
Again, we're getting running in scoring position. We just can't get that hit.
Cannot do it.
Oh, we can't get that hit.
Redskins with two runs in the bottom of the second inning, and that's the only scoring so far in this ballgame.
Good pitch.
First pitch strike to Drew Sweeterman. Number four hitter.
Were both of those, was one of them the hit back to Bo that he didn't handle, another one a walk? And that, is that the guys that scored?
That was the guy that scored.
Yeah, those two scored. Walking in air.
Should not have been on.
Yeah,
exactly right. We stranded one that last inning. That gives us.
They're going to warm somebody up down there, looks like. Copy?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Number one, maybe?
Yep, I think it is. Ooh, that's a good pitch.
Curveball in there. Strike number
Bo's
two.
Definitely had his curveball working pretty good tonight.
Bo's pitched a great game.
Yes,
he has. Pitched another pitched great, great
he's
game.
He's done that several times.
Yeah, unfortunately. He had any wins for it.
He's got nothing to show for it. That's right. Need some support. Run
yeah.
support, my friend.
Well, support. He got one win at the South Adams, the second game at South Adams. So we did give him some runs there.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think he's about 1-3. But those three losses, he's gave up about four runs.
I know. I know.
1-0.
1-0 Rosales. 4-0 at Coldwater.
That was another.
I think there was one more yet.
Place
where 2-2, and he gets a piece of him.
There's a couple of runs Sweeterman scored that shouldn't have been on base. Again, at Coldwater.
Yeah. Just hit by pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Got a little in tight there. I'd say he's going to pinch run here.
Looks like that's what he might be planning there. Of course, I don't see anybody coming out of the dugout. There he is.
Yep, there he comes.
Got to get a new runner out there. It looks to me like it's number.
Number 10.
Number 10, and what was his last name?
LeBron. Yeah, okay. You can find his first name in there somewhere in the roster. But.
All right, Hayden Beckman, your batter, the center fielder here for the Redskins.
He's a junior. Did you know that?
He is a junior.
We figured that out last
night. Took a while, but we got it.
After a few guesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get 4. He's wrong all 3 times.
Yeah.
Fastball comes in there
good
for
pitch.
A strike.
Right at the knees.
Good pitch.
Keep her down, big fella.
Yeah, we got to keep a goose egg on this
board.
Yeah,
we got to stay within 2 here and see if we can't put 3 on the board. Big old crooked number on top of the 7.
I'd like to see Bo have to go out and pitch one more inning.
I would too.
There's a ground ball foul.
Way out in front of that one.
Down the first baseline. No balls, 2 strikes.
It's a way to get a hit.
2 runs, 4 hits for the Redskins.
Indians got Minster. Thursday.
JV scored. Didn't hear JV say. JV's was ahead 7-1.
JV's ahead 7-1, I think. Yep, 7-1. Looking good after 5, I think he said. Big Jerry. Byron.
Swinging a pitch.
Oh, there's a big swing.
Got him right there. Strikeout number 8 for Bo in this ballgame.
We got Thursday. The softball will be hosting the Minster Lady Wildcats, who are tougher than can be.
And we are not going to be able to broadcast that.
We
thought we were.
Broadcast.
We're not going to be able to broadcast
not going to be able to broadcast it?
Nope.
And then the baseball, we're going to be at Minster, which is going to be broadcast on FRR.
And we will be in the press box. Got that message today.
All right.
Assumed we would. We usually are, but can't ever.
You never know. Dave Kanapke.
You just
always up there
now.
Swinging a miss by Delsite.
Nice pitch.
Devin Delsite.
We got prom Friday night, so no games on Friday or Saturday. And then next week, Monday, baseball is going to host the Arcanum Trojans. FR Radio will have that one. And then our Tuesday will be our dedication.
Opening
to
day.
The Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. Ribbon cutting at 4:30. The softball hosts Anna. They'll be on Sports Stream 2. And the baseball team will be hosting New Knoxville Rangers.
Yep, I just found out we'll be simulcasting Rob on Sports Stream 2. So he'll be doing that game. And he will have highlights of the ribbon cutting ceremony at 4:45.
Perfect.
Very good.
And then Thursday, we got baseball host New Bremen. They're coming to the fort on FRR Radio.
Good pitch right there by Bo.
Beautiful Friday, pitch. Baseball will be hosting Anna on FRR Radio. And then we got a doubleheader at Rushi starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Man, I can't remember
State
last
champion
time we played.
Couple
Anna
huge,
Rockets.
Huge weeks coming up.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, it's
lots of baseball.
Lots of baseball
coming up. It usually is, though. And we always play for some rain outs. And
there's a hard hit ground ball to Alex. Alex is going to bobble that one. Still got time to get one. And he's safe at second.
Safe at second.
Well, Alex never bobbles them. There's
one
right
very
there.
Often.
All right. So that's an E6.
Whew. Would have been nice to get the second out there.
Puts a runner at first and second. Kind of a tailor-made double play there. It was a hard hit ground ball. Landon was there ready to take the throw.
He was ready. Just couldn't get the handle.
Ducey bobbles it just a smidge and gives him all the time he needs to get there. So now with one away, Lucas Clooney comes to the plate.
Lucas drove in a run.
Yeah, he's 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Runners at first and second. And one out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. A pitch high over Lucas's eyes.
Oh, Bo, get out of this thing.
Oh, Bo, good pitch here. Swing and miss right there.
In front of you.
Oh, man.
Oh, don't throw it in the left field.
Yeah,
bless America. Pick it up.
Ball bobbles away from Riggsy.
He's holding his hand. He did something.
I don't know if
he jammed his hand.
Jammed his hand or what.
But,
yeah, I don't know.
You know,
I don't
when
know
it
what
got,
he did.
When it got away from him, somebody should have been yelling besides
forget
the fans.
It. Yeah, you got to forget it, yeah.
Well, the problem was is the ball stayed right on the plate, and
yep.
Riggsy thought it got behind him. He turns around, looks, can't find the ball. Everybody screaming, front, plate, plate, plate. He grabs it, runners take off. And
he would have had to throw a BB down there right on the money to get him.
So he throws it down to third. It gets past Caden Greasy, goes out to left field,
and,
which allows
and Kale was,
to
Kale
score.
Was backing it up, and it went way too far in foul territory for him to be able to round it up very quick. So
Delsite moves all the way over to third on that play.
Yep.
I have no idea who our backup catcher would be.
We thought maybe Wyatt Benn, didn't we?
Well, we talked to Wyatt, but
yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't think we're going to find out.
Looks like Riggsy's going to stay in
there.
He says,
I'm all right.
Tough kid back here behind the plate.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Another unearned run makes it 3-0 in favor of the Redskins. Now it makes it even harder for us in the top half of the seventh. Two runs is gettable. Three makes it a little
Two's
tougher.
Two's making it a little tougher, and four is really making it tough.
Absolutely.
There again, that Faye Force out at second. We would have had a guy at second base right now.
Umpire gives Riggsy a pat and says,
Clooney back at the plate. One ball, one strike. One away here, one across the plate. Runner at third. And that
right.
is an absolute missile out to Troy. Troy comes up with it cleanly. And Clooney's going to drive in another run. Clooney 2-for-3 in the ball game.
That was a real base hit.
He hit that hard. That's a hard ball.
Yeah, that one was for real. Makes it 4-0 in favor of the Redskins here. Clooney down at first. Hit number 5 for the Redskins.
So pinch hitter number 1?
Don't know here. Let's see what's going on. Looks like we're going to have something going on.
Pinch runner.
Looks like we got a
pinch runner
going
down. Clooney going 100.
It'll be 5.
He says, why are you taking me out, Coach? I'm the fastest guy on the court.
Look what I can do.
He just ran across there at 90 miles.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Just about bulldozed the coach. Coach was walking back to the third base.
That would have been funnier,
You sure you won't take me out?
You sure you won't take me? You see my wheels? I am fast.
All right, Redskins with 2 across the plate here in the bottom half of the sixth inning to make it 4-0.
Hard to take me out if you're flat on the ground.
One away here, and Ethan Niefeld steps to the plate.
Still one out. We need to get that second one.
Yeah.
Big lead down first.
I'll pop him up out of play.
Little foul. Straight back.
4 runs on 5 hits. They struck out 8 times so far in this ballgame. Bo, again, 4 runs, and realistically, 2 of them unearned for sure.
We got 3 errors on us up on the board.
Well, I knew that we had 2, but they got 3,
so,
huh?
Too. They put 3 up there.
I think we just got 2.
They only got 4 hits for them, too.
Well, that's probably an error right there. So Alex had the error, so that would make 3.
Yep. That one got away from him, too, but out in front of him, and he was on it
because he stays
instantly.
In front of that.
Yeah, he knocked that one down. Good job.
The Indians got work to do.
Yes.
Well, you just got to get up and get a couple hits strung out right away and see what happens.
Gets contagious, you know.
Yep.
Yep. First on the list is get these guys out.
Yeah, we got to get out of this first. It's been a long half an inning.
Bo settles in, gets ready for the pitch, fires him in there, and that's going to get past Riggs again. That one's just off the edge of Riggs' catcher's mitt. And let's see.
I don't know if he's a little mixed up there. I think they're going to talk her over.
Talk it over.
Pitch runner's heading down.
Looks like Riggs' shoot strings are untied there.
And you threw me the old Kirby.
Slipping over something.
They might have been a little mixed up on the old calls there, maybe.
Yep.
All right, runner down at second. One out. Niefeld to Banner. One ball, 2 strikes. Take care of him yourself here, Bo. Come on, babe.
I like it. I like the idea.
It's a good plan.
Comes the pitch. That's high. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Probably getting a little tired. He's
standing
up
I was just thinking
bit.
The same thing, Harold. Just thinking the same thing. Bo's been out there.
He threw quite a few pitches.
I think he's just setting him up for this pitch.
Maybe
well,
so.
That'd be nice.
Shakes one off. Shakes two off. Look out.
Or something.
He's ready.
Here comes the 2-2. Curveball gets him. He's taking off.
It.
Yeah,
he
he's,
it.
Don't
he
throw
it.
It.
You
don't
throw
it. Runner took off, went to third or went to first, as though Riggsy dropped it, but he did not.
Tried
drop
to bait
it.
Him there a little bit to throw it out in the right field.
That's exactly right. Not dumb.
No, good idea.
Smart enough for us not to throw it. So.
Yep.
The left field, number 11. Dolan Cutler.
Two away here now.
We've struck him out a couple times, haven't we?
He struck out. Who's this kid here?
Kunkler
has. Yep, he struck out a couple of times. Struck out looking, struck out swinging.
Not a bad pitch.
Hit a couple
outside.
Hard balls last time up.
Foul. Couple foul balls hard, yep.
First offering is a ball.
Batting left-handed.
That pitch is swung on, grounded down
all
to Patchy.
You,
Patchy steps over at first, takes care of it himself. So the Indians got a lot of work to do here coming up in the top half of the seventh. They trail 4-0.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Wally Post Athletic Complex. Indians will go 9-1-2. Alex Deuce will lead off. Landon Post on deck.
It's a good place to be.
Strike one. Take some high heat.
Still got the same pitcher out there, I believe so, do
I? Believe. Dell Sight's still
out there in the mound.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Let's see if we can get him out of the
strike
game here.
Two pretty good pitches. Alex, you got to be tough now. Anything close?
He's shaking his head at something.
Yeah, that curveball was definitely
curveball
a strike right
pretty
there.
Good. Yeah.
Pretty good pitch.
Shaking
the
head at himself, I think.
Hit him.
Nope.
Oh, you got to go down to first on that, don't you?
I think you just take off around it.
He should have. Like you got hit.
He should have. He did a little came with his feet. He did a little dance. And I think
even if it bounces and hits him.
I'm with you on that. He definitely should have been
running down
heading down there.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Oh, they said no. That was close.
Yep, I didn't think he
It was
went,
close. It was close.
It was very close. Two balls, two strikes.
Pretty good flinch, we'll call it.
On Alex Deuce, our shortstop.
Top of the order on deck.
Popped up. Right side, second baseman calls it. He's under. He's got it. For the first out of the inning.
Well. Let's get a one-out rally going. Don't wait till there's two. Just need to get four
top
runs here, boys.
Landon Post, Caden Greasy on deck.
Top of the seventh, we have to get them.
Indians need a couple hits.
Get them over, get them in. Yep.
Now batting the second base.
I'd like to see Alex bat again.
Landon? Got hit by a pitch last
Nick
time.
Alex get the second out, too.
Yep. Right to the third
be
base.
Great.
That took a glove off. Base hit. That boy, Landon.
Hey, it didn't bounce right up to his glove.
Nope. Well, he hit that one hard.
Yes, he did.
All right, Caden, get on.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going.
Manny gets on.
Yep. Yeah.
Gale hits a home run. We're tied up.
Yep.
That easy.
See how easy this game is?
Nothing to it, boys.
You ought to be the coach still.
Yeah, I can do this now.
Yeah.
A lot easier. I see what I got to do.
Yeah.
All right, Caden Greasy. Same thing here. Little base hit. Little ball high there. Anyway, at this point in time.
Let's go, Caden.
A lot of times coaches will give them the old take one to get a strike when you need four. Probably not a bad idea.
No, definitely not. Especially if he's having a little if
a we lot can, of pitches. Make him work a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, see if we can get a new pitcher in there anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, never know.
See a whole different deal. Don't know how they are on relievers, but we're facing their ace right now. So
somebody warmed up down there.
Yep.
In between innings. A little low. Ball two. That a boy, Kate.
I think that was Neatfeld. I believe that was number one Neatfeld, I think.
I think you're right. Yep.
We need to string together some hits here, folks.
Yes, we do.
We do. We have not crossed the plate tonight.
Need some more hard hit balls to get through like that one did.
That is hit hard up. Get over his head. Nope.
Oh, nice play by the left fielder. Come over.
Came over and got it. Hip hard that time by Caden Greasy.
Well, we've had some pretty good two-out rallies, and this is a, do it or die.
It's our last chance. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
Two down.
Come on, Wyatt.
Wyatt Ben's your hitter.
Wyatt Ben needs to be on base, and then Cale Rammel needs to be on base, and then Daniel Patch needs to be on base.
There's the pitch. Looks at it outside and low. Ball one. Delsite's been pretty good today.
Yes, he has.
He's done a lot of strikes.
Where are we at on Thursday, Marion?
Minster.
Yep.
We are going to Hanover Park.
Yep. I think they changed the name of it.
Did they?
Yeah. Used to be Hanover Street Park, and I think they changed the name to the side street.
Somebody probably gave him some money.
Whatever that side street is, because I saw somewhere that they had it listed as something else. I thought, where'd that name come from? And it's a side street over on the first base side. Now, that might have been just somebody posting on Facebook or something. I don't know where I saw it, but it just wasn't called Hanover Street Park.
One ball, one strike, two outs.
In that particular instance.
Runner at first. There's the pitch.
Ooh.
Take strike two.
That was a nice pitch. He flinched
high
at
heat
it.
There. That's a pretty good high heat. Right at the numbers.
Come on, Wyatt. Come on now.
Here we go, Wyatt.
Got a battle, Wyatt. Come on, buddy. Got to give Cale a swing.
Somebody just put one in a gap.
Foul ball. Got a piece of the curveball.
Let's go, Wyatt.
Indians.
Boy, just a couple bounces go your way, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Sure does.
And
that's almost exactly what happened today.
Indians down to their last out. Need a few hits here. Oh, he struck him out.
Ball game.
Oh,
yep.
That's the ball game.
Thought it was inside, and when he looked again, it was not inside.
No runs on one hit. We left one guy on. The final from Wally Post Athletic Complex. St. Henry Redskins 4, Indians 0. We'll be right back with the stats.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Indian Baseball. The Indians fall tonight 4-0 to the San Henry Redskins, and they'll move and improve to 6-0 in the MAC. Indians fall to 500, 3-3 in the MAC. And we just couldn't get anything going tonight. The Indians just no runs on five hits. We struck out five times. We reached only on one base on balls. We stranded nine.
Stranded nine is not going
to
work.
And I'll tell you what, we seem to have a reoccurring problem with that, you know.
Yep. Boy, we're just getting to the point where this Mac has just been. It could have, would have, but could have, would have. I don't know how many times we've had that. But.
That's exactly right. We had a couple stolen bases. We did commit three errors tonight in the ball game. Hitters, guys with hits tonight: Landon Post, Caden Greasy, Daniel Patch, Troy Homan, and Sage Wendell. The only five baseball hitters.
They had
for
five
the Indians, and they had five also. Logan Link had two hits. Eli Horseman had a hit. And Lucas Clooney had a
couple good hits.
Nice, so good game by Lucas Clooney.
Yep.
The Redskins had four runs on five hits. Boateng pitched a great game. He struck out nine. He only walked two. They only stranded four runners though. So that makes a difference. They had no stolen bases, no errors, and
their five hits were big.
Yeah, tip the hats to them, and they moved to 6-0 in the MAC. And the Indians got work to do now. And we come back on Thursday night, take on the Wildcats. That's not going to be an easy one either.
It's never easy to go over there and play. So. Coach Weiss will be ready to go. His team's always tough.
Yeah, we just got to get over a couple of them mental errors we had tonight again and move forward because we know we can beat teams. We've proven that.
We're toe-to-toe with them. It seems every game.
But absolutely. We've proven that a couple
times. It's amazing
how
one big hit will make a big difference.
That's what we got to do.
We just can't get them.
I tell you what, we're going to turn things over to Spencey for me and Big Fee. We're going to sign
heading
off.
Home.
We'll probably be back on Thursday.
Yep.
Talk to you soon. Spencey, you got her.
Yep, thanks. And so Thursday, as he was saying, we will be at Minster. And, of course, that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. We were going to be broadcasting the softball game hosting Minster, but we're not going to be able to do that now. And then prom is Friday night, so no games on Friday or Saturday this week. So next week is making up for all of that because we have baseball on Monday and we're hosting Arcanum, and that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Tuesday is the third try at the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex ribbon cutting. That'll be at 4:30 on Tuesday. Softball will host Anna, and we will simulcast WPGW on Sports Stream 2 for the softball game. And the baseball game, we will be hosting New Knoxville, and that will be live on Fort Recovery Radio, our regular stream. Thursday, baseball will host New Bremen, and that will be on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, baseball hosts Anna on Fort Recovery Radio. And then Saturday, it'll be a baseball doubleheader at Rushi, state champion Rushi at 10 a.m., and they're tough again this year. They're state ranked again. So we have home baseball on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. And Thursday night will be us playing at Minster. Again, another tough MAC game. So I want to thank Bob and Dave, or Harold and Dave, for bringing us the game tonight. And we'll just sign off here and want to thank all of our sponsors for letting us get over here, and Dennis Wendell for letting us allowing us to broadcast the game. So we're looking at trying to make a big comeback here on Thursday against Minster, another MAC game. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.